This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. UN Aviation Agency urges airlines to maintain COVID-era safety protocols amid DRC Ebola outbreak. International airlines must strictly adhere to pandemic-era safety protocols as a deadly Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo spreads to neighboring countries, the UN's International Civil Aviation Organization has warned. The outbreak has crossed borders into Uganda, prompting urgent calls for enhanced aviation safety measures, pot two countries now affected by the current Ebola outbreak originating from DRC. Ebola outbreak response timeline, key milestones from initial DRC cases to regional spread, 2061 outbreak epicenter, DRC, two countries affected, regional spread confirmed, source UN News, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal, News, ICAO activates enhanced surveillance protocols. The International Civil Aviation Organization has activated enhanced health surveillance measures for flights operating to and from the affected region. The agency is specifically recommending that airlines implement the comprehensive safety frameworks developed during the COVID-19 pandemic. These measures include enhanced passenger screening protocols, improved cabin air filtration systems, and strict adherence to personal protective equipment guidelines for flight crews. The agency emphasized that aviation safety protocols proven effective during the coronavirus pandemic remain crucial for preventing viral hemorrhagic fever transmission. Cross-border transmission raises regional concerns. Health authorities have confirmed that the Ebola outbreak, which originated in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, has now spread to Uganda. The World Health Organization is closely monitoring the situation as cross-border movement increases the risk of wider regional transmission. According to the latest global health monitoring data, the current strain demonstrates characteristics similar to previous Ebola outbreaks that required intensive international coordination. Aviation industry compliance with established safety protocols is considered critical for preventing further geographical spread. Lessons from COVID-19 pandemic. Applied to current crisis, the aviation industry's response to the current Ebola outbreak draws heavily on lessons learned during the COVID-19 pandemic. Flight operators are being urged to maintain the rigorous health screening and safety protocols that proved effective in managing previous health emergencies. Airlines operating routes to Central and East Africa are receiving specific guidance on passenger health monitoring and crew protection measures. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has also issued updated guidance for international travel to the affected regions. Enhanced aviation safety protocols proven during COVID-19 pandemic are essential for preventing further spread of the current Ebola outbreak beyond the two currently affected countries. UN International Civil Aviation Organization, Aviation Safety Guidelines, 2026, key takeaways: Ebola outbreak has spread from DRC to Uganda, prompting international aviation safety concerns. UN Aviation Agency urges strict adherence to COVID-19 era safety protocols for flights to affected regions. Enhanced passenger screening and crew protection measures are being implemented across international carriers. Frequently asked questions: what specific safety measures are airlines implementing for flights to affected regions? Airlines are implementing enhanced passenger health screening, improved cabin air filtration systems, and strict personal protective equipment protocols for crew members. These measures mirror the comprehensive safety frameworks successfully used during the COVID-19 pandemic. How does Ebola transmission risk compare to COVID-19 in aviation settings? While both viruses pose transmission risks in confined aircraft environments, the specific protocols vary based on transmission mechanisms. Aviation authorities are applying lessons learned from COVID-19 pandemic management while adapting to the particular characteristics of viral hemorrhagic fevers. Which regions are most affected by current flight safety restrictions? Central and East African routes, particularly flights connecting to and from the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda, are subject to enhanced safety protocols. International aviation authorities are monitoring the situation for potential expansion of affected areas, international cooperation between aviation authorities, health organizations, and airline operators will be essential as the outbreak evolves. The successful application of pandemic-era safety protocols could serve as a model for future health emergency responses in the aviation sector, potentially preventing wider international transmission of infectious diseases. Source: International airlines urged to stick to safety measures in wake of Ebola outbreak.